Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling about a charge on my credit card for a power gadget that I did not order.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you can help me with that.
Yes, if you give me your zip code and your name, I'll be more than happy to assist you with that.
Okay, the zip code is 81007, and the name is Richard Grady.
Richard Grady, okay. And will you verify your shipping address, please?
It's 703 North Snyder Drive, Pueblo West, 81007.
Okay. And I do have that account. And how can I help you with that, sir?
Well, there's a charge on there for $109 and some odd cents for something. I have no idea what it is. And, yeah, I'd like that at least to be explained what it is and if it was mailed. And then also, if I'm on some sort of, I don't know, am I on some sort of a subscription with your company?
I can look that up for you, sir. Hold just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir, it looks like you paid shipping and handling to receive the smartwatch and looks like the earbuds as well.
Right.
Do you recall that?
I do recall that.
Okay. And
was there
I was under the impression
that those were those fees that I paid were for the price of those items.
Okay, no, sir, that was just for the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it tells you, you know, you're joining our factory direct savings club once you pay the shipping and handling.
And so what is the $109 for?
That's the monthly charge for being a part of that club. The
okay,
$109.97.
The monthly charge.
Yes, sir. And you are receiving do you receive the gift cards to your email?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, hold just one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. So did you, what were you trying to do today on the account?
Well, first of all, this is all news to me, so I want to cancel the account.
Okay, we can go ahead and get that canceled. It looks like the last payments were declined. So we can go ahead and, you know, cancel it, and I can give you that cancellation number.
Okay, and then what about that $109 that was charged I think it was January 16th.
Yes, sir. It is a valid charge, but what we can do is we can offer you a 50% refund on that charge.
And why not the full 100%?
Because it is a valid charge. You know, once you pay the shipping and handling, you're agreeing to that monthly subscription.
Yeah, I find this, really a bit unsavory because when I read that, it might have said that in the, I'm sure it is valid, but I never ever did see that as, subscription and a monthly fee, and the fee I paid for the shipping and handling was for those two items, and I thought that was it. So, I feel like I said it's a bit deceptive, and I would like the whole $109 refunded if that's possible, and I'd like you to make an exception in this case because I really, I mean, how many people call about this and are somewhat surprised that this is what they're doing?
Okay, sir. Well, I mean, as a one-time courtesy, I can't offer you a 75% refund on that charge.
Okay, well, I do appreciate that. So
Okay.
how much would be refunded then?
So I can go ahead and process it, and let's see. So from that 109 charge, it'll be 82.48. Refund it back.
Okay. Thank
Okay,
you.
so you should see it in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and
All
then
right.
the actual subscription has been canceled then?
It has.
All right. Well, I do appreciate you.
All right, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Thank you.